The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And it's flu. Hi, Frank. How are you? It rhymes.
Flu to you too. Flu to you too.
After we talk, I have to weigh in here, but you go first, of course, because it's your show.
Well, I'm gonna start this way. Have you ever been to Australia? Have you ever visited?
I have not.
You should put it on your list. I'm telling you, it is fabulous. I was very lucky when I was working for Reader's Digest International. I had several trips down to Australia. Sydney is wonderful. The Opera House, everyone has seen that. We saw Madame Butterfly there. Restaurants are great. The people are friendly. The wine is good. Hotels are terrific. Australia, put it on your list. But today, I've got some bad news from down under. So Australia has just suffered through its worst flu season ever. Now, you know, they're cold when we're hot. You know, it's opposite.
Right, it's the other way.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, it's the other way around. So they just went through the flu season. And here's why we're talking about this. The so-called B virus for the flu this season that made so many of the Aussies sick is now here in the United States. Not only is it here, it's here with a vengeance. Our CDC, the Center for Disease Control, says that the flu is spreading faster than any year since 2009. Now, you may remember 2009, that's when we had a flu pandemic in this country. So already in Connecticut, it distresses me to report this, Jill, but two people over the age of 65 have died from the flu this season in Connecticut already. One person was in Litchfield County, the other was in Fairfield County. New York State just looked up the numbers. They just reported 185 cases, new cases, last week. And this is really sad to say. But one child in New York State has already died of the flu this season. That's a child in Monroe County. And here's the frustrating part, Jill, and you can weigh in now. Despite the dangers, nearly 40% of adults, I'm sure people you know and I know, say, you know what, I'm not going to get the flu vaccine this season. I made up my mind. I'm not doing it. Even though it's plenty of time to get the flu, flu season, and it stretches all the way until April. You've got plenty of time to get the vaccination and be protected. People say, we're not going to do it. And this part, I think, is close to criminal for me. Many of them aren't vaccinating their children either. Now, that's a sad state. Now, you were going to tell me some thoughts about this.
Not precisely that, but that I just heard some youthful young woman. The non-vaccination brings me actually to measles for one second, because I heard this youthful young this radio host say, you know, I didn't realize that measles were back.
Oh,
right, exactly. Well, so sorry about that.
Yeah,
but the point being,
we spent a lot of time on measles.
No, and I'm not. That's actually not my topic. It's, you know, someone has to be a grown up here and be responsible for whatever you do about inoculating your people against against the, however you want to go about it. You've got to be responsible for doing that. And that's my point. And when it comes to flu, obviously same deal, but I just want to digress momentarily. And again, this might be an old thing, but I have seen people with the worst hygiene habits ever. And it's just, you know, on top of being aware, because the flu vaccine is only going to cover X percentage of the possible variants. Mm-hmm. When you're out there in the big wide world, you gotta not sneeze on the fruit. No, and you pick up your phone, you wipe your nose, and you pick up your phone, and you put your phone down, and you put it to your ear. It's just, I'm not trying to be germophobic. I'm simply trying to say, hey, there's such room for improvement on the, you know, door handles, wash your hands, be aware front. That's what I wanted to mention.
Those are all good points. So I want to spend some time now. Let's people have all kinds of excuses for the reason they're not going to get the flu shot, right? And I've done the research. The excuses I've heard, all those excuses are bogus. So here's what we're going to do. I'll run through the common excuses that people have. I'll give you the excuses, but then I'll give you the facts. Okay? So a lot of people, and you sort of start off with, you know, what's the big deal? It's just the flu. You know, you get some aches and pains, you get a fever, a little sneezing, coughing. You know, what's the big deal? Well, here's the big deal. Last season, more than 20% of us, 20%, one out of five, 43 million people got the flu. And they got the flu, 650,000 of them ended up in the hospital. That's how dangerous it is. And here's the thing, Jill. 80,000 people in the United States died of the flu last season. 80,000, a stadium full of people died. That includes 185 children. So it's, look, the flu passes. The flu is a serious and contagious disease. Still, people say, you know, yeah, I'm not going to get the flu shot this year. And the reason I'm going to do it, because it has all kinds of side effects. Okay. No, it doesn't. Okay. The only common side effect is soreness from the needle. That passes in a couple hours, a day at most. That's the side effect. Then people say, no, you're really not listening to me. The vaccine actually causes the flu. I saw that on the internet. It causes the flu. That, of course, is nonsense. The vaccine contains dead or crippled viruses, and they trigger our immune system to fight an actual flu virus. So the vaccine revs up our immune system. So the shot doesn't give you the flu. It protects you from the flu. All right, and how about this one? And this one is, you've heard people say this. Well, you know what? I'm young, I'm healthy, or, you know, I never get the flu. I never get the shot, I never get the flu. All right, here are the facts. It's true that you're more vulnerable if you're sick or if you're older. But anyone, young, healthy, never got the flu, anyone can catch this highly contagious virus today. To your point, Jill, about the, you know, your habits spreading that disease, people don't realize how contagious it is. If a person at home or at work gets the flu, that person remains contagious for up to a week after the symptoms subside. So you got the flu, you think you're past it. Well, you're not past it in terms of passing it on, which of course is the reason you should never go to work if you're sick. You don't feel right about yourself. Stay home.
And I just have to interject on that, because I cannot tell you the number of people. This is a radio station. People share microphones. I cannot tell you the number of people who come in hacking, sit down at the microphone and say, I'm not contagious. Really?
Really?
Thank you.
Well, that's...
It just shows, I've been sick for 3 days. I'm not... It just shows the lack of practical awareness of... In a lot of people's cases, of the human system. They don't understand. They don't understand.
And I can even be more critical than that. But here, you know, just let's just stick to the science. You cough, you can spread that virus 6 feet. Okay, so you're 6 feet away from somebody, and they cough, and that virus can be transmitted to you. So, anyway, all right. Here's some more. Okay. The people say, this is so common. What's the point, right? The vaccine isn't very effective. It doesn't really stop the flu. It's not very good. So why should I even bother to get it? All right. The scientists fine-tune the vaccine every year to fight against what they think will be the most common viruses in the flu season. And that's sort of worldwide. So the vaccines guard against 3 or 4 strains that they think will be the dominant strains. Now, that's not all strains. I'll give you that. And certainly doesn't include mutations later in the season. So last season, the shot was around 40% effective. Now, that's not great. It's only 40% effective. I'm not bragging about that. But, Jill, I was never a whiz at math, but I get this part of it. 40% of protection is better than no percent of protection. I mean, come on.
That's true.
I mean, please. Furthermore, listen to these statistics. Okay, you got a vaccine that's only 40% effective. Not great. It prevented 7 million cases last season. 7 million, 3.7 million doctor visits that cost you money when you show up there. 109,000 hospitalizations where you're serious enough to be admitted into a hospital and kept for observation. And here's the bottom line, Joe. That highly ineffective virus, okay, that saved 8,000 lives. People who wouldn't got the flu shot, okay, 8,000 more people would have died. So I'm trying to say to you, get the flu shot. And here's another myth. You may have heard this one. They say, well, certainly if you're a pregnant woman, you shouldn't get vaccinated. It won't be good for you. It won't be good for the baby. Okay. Here's my mathematical answer to this, okay, fourth grade math, okay. That's exactly 100% wrong. The opposite is true. Pregnant women should get vaccinated to protect themselves and then their newborn babies for up to 3 months or so by passing on the immunity through their breast milk. So they're helping themselves. And if they're breastfeeding, they're passing that immunity on to their children before the children can get vaccinated and protect them from the flu. You don't want a baby getting the flu. That certainly is dangerous and the child could die. Same thing with, you've got Parkinson's disease, you've got diabetes, oh gee, you're vulnerable, don't get the flu, don't get the shot, it'll give you the flu. Just the opposite. You need the protection more than ever. So should we talk to the bottom line here, what our listeners should do? Should we talk about that a little bit?
Yes, always.
Always, okay. So look, everyone, did I just say that, right? Everyone over 6 months of age should get vaccinated. Everyone. Children up to the age of 8 should get 2 shots and about a month apart. Now, if you get your child those 2 shots, that vaccination is going to be 60% effective against the flu, better than the general population. Same point can be made with older people. Older people should get a double shot. You can ask for it from the pharmacist at CVS, or your doctor can arrange it. You get a double shot. That gives you more protection too. And then we talk about whether there's going to be a hit to your pocketbook here. Virtually all insurance covers these flu shots at no cost to you, okay? But let's say you don't have insurance at the moment. All right, it's not terrible. It'll cost you about $40 from about age 2 up to 64, where you're just getting a regular shot, right? It costs you about $40 for the shot. Over 65, then you're getting that double shot. That's going to cost you about $70. If you go to Costco, they have this policy. It's just a flat fee of $20 for all members. So it's worth it just to, if you don't have insurance, there's Costco option for you at $20. And lastly, this argument about, the flu season, it's already too late. It's too late. No, it's not too late. Time is of the essence here, because it's going to stretch all the way until April when it gets warm. And if you get your shot today, it's still going to take 2 to 4 weeks before it kicks in to your immune system. So you don't want to wait. You want to go immediately to your pharmacist or Walgreens, CVS, whatever is right around the corner from you. Get your flu shot. Get protected. Don't get the flu this year. If you get the flu, as Jill reminds everyone here, be careful about coughing and sneezing and getting other people infected as well, okay?
And
so
washing your hands.
Take care of yourself and take care of your neighbors and your family members.
Thank you very much, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare or anything else to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, and as anyone who listens knows, on my desk.